It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
My shirt broke 5 minutes before I was about to get on here. I was like, oh, we gotta do something about this.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here and checking out the series. I do hope you'll hit the subscribe button while you're hanging around. I do three new interviews every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes, Apple Podcast, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Lauren Gray. We're going to be talking about her debut album, Guilty, and the long road to write and record the LP that includes like becoming an independent artist after years of having label and A&R people trying to mold her into their idea of what a pop star should be. Lauren's going to tell us about taking her own image back, working with Bardo and Beauty School Dropouts, and the influence of even Zach Bryan on one of the songs on the record. Lauren also talks about mental health as a theme, the storyline running through the music videos, and how being a super fan of Taylor Swift and Eminem has shaped the way that she builds worlds inside of her songs. So let's do it. We're talking Guilty. It's Kyle Meredith with Lauren Gray.
Hi.
Congratulations. This is the record, right?
This is the record. Yeah, thank you. I'm really excited.
Well, so what does that mean? So we're talking about Guilty. I mean, there's been singles, there's been leading up to it. What does it mean? What did it mean for you to want to do an album?
Oh my goodness. I have been wanting to write an album since I started making music 6 years ago now. So the music industry is tough and there's a lot of hurdles that you have to jump through and a lot of mistakes to be made, a lot of learning to be learned. But yeah, I finally got to a place now at my big age of 20 years old, about to be 21, where I was in a place to release an album independently. So I spent 2 years writing it, and now it's finished and it's here, and it feels surreal.
So when you're writing with that in mind, I mean, did it feel like that changed your songwriting, like how you would approach a song?
What did?
With the album, like knowing this is going to be not just standalone songs.
Yes, because I feel like there's a certain level of diversity that you have to think about. You sort of have to think about the diversity of the songs, but also the cohesiveness of the album. So that was something I kept in mind. But like I said, we started writing 2 years ago. So I had a lot to talk about. And it's tough because, you know, you write an album, it took 2 years to make and get to where it is. And then now I've listened to all the songs a million times, and I feel like everyone's heard them, but they're actually, you know, now they're finally being put out into the world. So
you mentioned that like 6 years ago, you became a songwriter. You know, for a lot of people, so much of those early days are spent trying to find your voice, you know, trying to find your knack. You, in a sense, also have to do this in the public eye a little bit, right? I mean, what is it to come into your own? You know, did you notice that? Like, what was that journey to finding your own voice?
I feel like I always sort of knew who I wanted to be. Of course, the older I've gotten, the more it's an ever-changing process. But it was hard because I signed to a label so young. I signed to Capitol when I was 16. And there was so many differing opinions of who I should be. Rather than just me being me, I mean, I started social media, obviously, before I started making music. And I was already solidified as Lauren, as who I am. So to me, there wasn't really a need to create this persona when I already existed and I was enough for people. And I just wanted a different avenue, I guess, of expressing myself that was authentic to me. And it's hard when you have, you know, that many cooks in the kitchen. Everyone has an opinion, and a lot of times your opinion becomes last on the list to matter. So yeah, I feel like through becoming independent, I really found my voice and what I wanted to say, as opposed to being told what I should be saying. Which was a really liberating experience.
Isn't that crazy, though? I mean, we've got, I don't know, however long the music industry's been around, you know, whether it's the, you know, the rock and pop that's, you know, 60, 70 years old, but probably 100 years of this industry. And that's the story told over and over, like, and it still happens. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was baffling to me, even at the time, because I felt like I had worked so hard to create, but just be Lauren Gray, the social media entity, the person that people could log on and see me out walking my dog or hanging out with my friends and being Lauren. And people had grown up with me and they knew that person. And then there was this disconnect between this persona that was trying to, I guess, they were trying to create with my music. And there was just this big disconnect. And I felt like I'd earned the right to just be Lauren. And that was something that I fought for. And, you know, here we are 6 years later, and it's finally happened, which you would think would be a no-brainer, but
sometimes that's what it takes. I mean, honestly, that's what it takes. I hear that, by the way, from like artists that have been around for decades. You know, example, Tears for Fears, you know, everybody wants to rule the world. One of the greatest bands of the 80s. And they were going through the same thing in the last handful of years. They were put with all these producers who were telling them how to write a song. They're like, wait a second, what if we wrote the song? And they put out one of their best records ever. It's the belief in yourself, I think, what you're getting at, that seems to be the most obviously important thing.
Exactly. And like I said, I feel like it's a no-brainer. And it's the story that's being told over and over again. And I wish that the music industry would just let artists be artists. I feel like that's when the fans connect the most. I feel like that's when listeners get the most authentic music. The artists that I listen to are artists that are most authentic to themselves that I can connect to. And that's the whole purpose behind music. But sometimes the business and the persona and the I guess, pop star of it all gets in the way. And it's really unfortunate.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Lauren Gray. Well, let's get into the album. Let's get into Guilty here, because you said you started this 2 years ago. Let's start there. What was the process you went into? I mean, do you have writing partners on this, or is this you just sitting around on instruments alone in the room trying to find the words? What's the story?
So I guess it sort of goes back further, because I started really taking music seriously when I was, like I said, 14. And I was taking guitar lessons, and then I'm left-handed, so that was a big struggle for me because I was being taught on a right-handed guitar. So I was completely discouraged from that, but I was playing piano here and there, but I really, really started writing a lot of poetry, which then turned into songs, and I started building my confidence that way. My confidence had been shot down over and over again by, you know, music executives telling me that what I had to say wasn't good enough and wasn't important. And this is the story I should be telling. So that was sort of my background going into this. And I by chance had a session set up with Bardo and Beauty School Dropout, who are a punk rock emo band, which I love. I'm a huge fan of My Chemical Romance, Lil Peep. Like that, those are my, you know, that's one of my favorite genres of music. So I started working with them, and it was the first time in any room I'd ever been in where I felt heard, and where I know this is kind of, I guess, harsh to say, but I didn't feel stupid. A lot of times I was made to feel really dumb in music environments where I'm just sharing my feelings and what I want my music to sound like. And I was used to being shot down, and they did not have that approach. They listened to me. The first song we ever wrote together is on the album, and pretty much every song we wrote together ended up being what this album is. And it was just me forming a friendship with these really awesome people. We had co-writers Amelia Moore, who has her own incredible artist project that she started since. And it was just a really, really fun environment. We did two writing camps where we all sat down and we slept in the same place for a week, and we were just kind of like, let's see what happens. And it was incredible. And everyone had such a good time. And I feel like that's when the best music is made, is when everyone gets to be themselves and you're around people that make you feel comfortable and that listen to you. So that was really the process with this album. And I feel like that's why there's such a huge array of sounds, because we were just experimenting and having fun. And that's what I always wanted with music.
I mean, it sounds like you really get to be a band at that point. It becomes more than
absolutely. Yeah, I felt like I got to be a part of a punk rock band for 2 weeks, which was incredible. And I mean, they're a dream to work with. Bardo and Rob produced the entire album, and they are equally as experimental, and they just wanted to see what we could do. And that's sort of where a lot of these songs were born from.
And to hear the sounds, I mean, obviously there's the pop stuff and there's the aggressive stuff. And then you get like a song like Enough For You.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has got a bit of a country vibe to it. And even that, like Misery Loves Company, like I wrote down like Maren Morris, I sort of had her in my head or something like that. Like, where does that side of things come from for you?
So, like I said, we did two writing camps and we sort of broke them up into two different sections, I guess, accidentally. So the first writing camp, we were like, you know what, let's have fun. Let's empower each other. And that's where songs like Told You So and Find Out came from, where it's, I was like, you know what, let's just live the fantasy. Let's have fun. Let's be sexy. Let's empower each other. And the best part about that is my co-writers on most of those songs were three dudes. So it was really, really awesome. And then we did the second writing camp where I was like, you know what, I'm really missing that emotional side of things. And I had gone through quite a bit between the first writing camp and the second writing camp in my personal life. So I had a lot I wanted to say. And that's where songs like Guilty came from. And then after the writing camp was over, we had all the songs and I was like, okay, this is great. And then Something in the Orange came out. and I'm from Pennsylvania, so I and my family's from Ohio and North Carolina, so I'm a huge country fan. Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Garth Brooks, George Strait, classics. So I was like, I know this isn't a country album, but I just want a little taste of it because I love country music, and Something in the Orange really inspired me. And after the writing camps and after everything was said and done, I had gone through a breakup, and that's where Enough for You and Misery Loves Company came from. They were sort of like these tag them on the back end songs that I felt like needed to be there because more things that happened in my life that I felt like needed to be talked about and inspired by Something in the Orange.
Love those names. I was reminded Garth was my very first concert, and
really,
it's a good first concert, by the way. It's
yeah, you're very lucky. I was in Ireland recently, it was my last day, and I was leaving, and they were like, "Oh, are you going to the Garth Brooks concert tonight?" I was like, "God, I wish." And then my flight got canceled, so I totally could have gone, but I would have loved to see that.
It's a high energy. What at least was a high energy. I haven't seen him in a lot of years, and we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Lauren Gray. And then you get a song anyway I was going to bring up, like Never Be Perfect. And you've talked about mental health being sort of at the forefront. I guess the question is why? Why did that end up being such a prominent theme for you?
Yeah, so I feel like I've been very transparent through the years. Like I said, the internet has gotten to see me grow up from 12, 13 to now. And I've definitely struggled with anxiety, depression, as most people do in today's society. I mean, there's so much going on all of the time that it's hard not to be overwhelmed for anybody. So as I started getting to know, you know, Bardo and Amelia and the writers and people that were working with me, we started having those conversations. And that was always something that I wanted to write about, but it wasn't pop star. And so it was never good enough. And it was never something that I felt like people wanted to hear. But it was something that I wanted to say because it's been such a big part of my life. And that's where songs like Never Be Perfect come from. And I feel like that song is sort of a confession in a sense because I'm a very avoidant person. I have a tendency to push people away. And I have a hard time communicating, and that's something that I've been working on, but something that I know is a fault of mine. So I feel like a lot of these songs in a sense are also me sort of coming to terms with and grappling with this inner battle of knowing what my faults are, but falling back into those patterns over and over and over again. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different feelings to be felt, I suppose. And I was going through a lot, and I mean, still am. So it's still valid. And I feel like it's something that everyone can relate to.
Songwriting is always the great therapist. It's been said many times over, right?
Exactly.
So how does that then manifest itself in these videos? Because the videos that you're putting out sort of goes along with this, right?
Yeah. So there's 4 music videos we shot in 2 days, which was it was a surprise. I couldn't believe we pulled it off. I mean, we had a really great team of people, but I had this vision. I was really inspired by Donnie Darko. It's one of my favorite movies. And I love the Frank character. And I feel like for the past however many years, everything's always been about Lauren, and Lauren can dance, and look how sexy Lauren is. And I wanted something different. I wanted a story, and I wanted to tell that story through having this sort of secondary character sort of manifestation. So there is a point to it all, and all of the videos connect as people are starting to see. And yeah, I sort of want to leave it open to interpretation. I have my own interpretation, but other people might have theirs. And I just wanted to tell a sort of funky story that's very real to me on a personal level. So I'm interested to see how people connect to it before I put my own ideas out there.
Well, it's also world building. I mean, beyond the song, I guess is what I'm getting to. Like, I notice as you talk about being a Taylor Swift fan quite a bit. I mean, is it
yes.
fair to call you a Swiftie, I guess?
Very fair. Beyond fair.
But that's, I mean, like, for me, like, I love her songs. But that's one of the most interesting things is her as an artist and how it is each song, each album becomes so much more in this world building. Like, just being a fan of that, like, how much of that do you get to play around with?
So much. I grew up with sort of, I would say from the beginning of when I started listening to music, I grew up with two inspirations, Taylor Swift and Eminem. Very different ends of the spectrum, but you'd be surprised how much overlap there is in the lyricism and the way they're able to connect to their audience. And I mean, Eminem, you have Slim Shady, you have Marshall Mathers, you have Eminem, you have Stan, you have all of these characters in this universe that he's built to tell his own personal story. And it's the same thing with Taylor and her Easter eggs and her everything connects and everything means something. So I wanted to sort of bring that to light and have fun with it because I finally had the opportunity to have fun with my music.
It's been fun already to watch, even just a couple of videos that I've seen so far. And just, I mean, I could go song by song. You know, I wrote down like the breakdown and Find Out is so fun. Those drums, I mean, everything that's happening in there, like it just goes along with all the sounds that you're talking about. And then you're going to take all this out on the road.
I am. I've never toured before. I mean, I have, but not with my own music. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. My biggest dream, I guess, since I started making music is I just want to connect to the fans, and those are my happiest moments. I'm really hoping I get to go to Europe. I have a lot of people over in Europe that I want to see, and I'm just excited to bring the songs to life outside of me with a karaoke machine in my living room with my friends, and actually put a show together that I'm proud of. And it feels very surreal because this is something that I've been begging on my knees for 6 years, and it's finally happening. So yes, I'm very excited.
Well, congratulations on that. I can't wait to see how these songs come to life on the stage and everything. And congrats on this album, Lauren. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And my thanks to Lauren Gray. The new album is called Guilty. Thanks to you for checking out the episode and the series. I do hope you hit a subscribe button so you can keep up with the whole thing. Again, 3 new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. And discover the new ones at iTunes, Apple Podcast, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. An hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All three of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
Have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for all the kind words.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.